brought to you by Penguin.
Hello, this is John Cleese, and I'm about to read my little book on creativity. Now, by creativity, I simply mean new ways of thinking about things. Most people think of creativity as being entirely about the arts, you know, music, painting, theatre, movies, dancing, sculpture, etc., etc. But this simply isn't so. Creativity can be seen in every area of life, in science or in business or in sport, anywhere. Whenever you can find a way of doing things that is better than what's been done in the past, you are being creative. Another myth is that creativity is something you have to be born with. This isn't the case. Anyone can be creative. We can't all be Mozart, but we can become more creative than we are now. When I was at school in the late 40s and 50s, no teacher ever mentioned the word creativity. Think how extraordinary that is. Mind you, it was partly because I did science at school. My A-levels were maths, physics and chemistry. And, of course, there wasn't much room for me to be creative in those subjects. You have to learn an awful lot of science before you can even begin to think about taking a creative approach to it. Then I went to Cambridge and studied law. Not much creativity there, either. You just had to decide whether one particular set of facts fell into this category or that category. But regardless of the subjects I chose to study, it's clear that nobody in charge of the English education system seemed to have realised that there was any need to teach creativity. And you can teach creativity, or perhaps I should say more accurately, you can teach people how to create the circumstances in which they will become more creative. And that's what this little book is all about. The creative mindset is the next heading. The first time I discovered I was a bit creative, it came as a surprise. I was at Cambridge and I got to know a very nice group of people who had a small club room near my digs. They were part of a society called the Footlights, and they put on little shows on the club room stage and performed sketches and monologues and musical items. I didn't join the Footlights because I thought I might want to go into show business. Not at all. I was going to be a lawyer. I joined the club because its members were the nicest bunch of people I met at Cambridge. They were good company. Well, of course, because they were all in one way or another funny. And they were also an interesting mixture of social classes and academic interests. For some reason, maybe because they had a sense of humour, they weren't as stuck up or show-offs or in any way impressed with themselves like some of the other undergraduates. Now, to become a member of the Footlights, you had to write something, and therefore I came up with a couple of sketches to perform and was accepted as a member. Now, each month, I discovered, they organised what was known as a smoker, short for old-fashioned smoking concert, and this was a show put on in the Footlights club room in which all the members took part. And because everyone had to get up and do something, we all had an interest in creating a nice, friendly atmosphere, so it was the perfect environment if you were performing for the first time. And it was during the course of writing sketches, the first imaginative thing I was ever conscious of doing, that I realised I could be creative. That is to say, if I wrote something down on a piece of paper and performed it later on, I could make people laugh. And the point is, what I was writing was original. I don't mean that I wasn't influenced by lots of other people and comedy programmes that I thought were wonderful, especially The Goon Show, but what was going down on the paper was mine. And then I started becoming aware of something else that was interesting and very odd too. If I wrote a sketch by myself in the evening, I'd often get stuck and would sit there at my little desk cudgelling my brains, and eventually I'd give up and go to bed. And in the morning I'd wake up, make myself a cup of coffee, then I'd drift over to the desk and sit at it, and almost immediately the solution to the problem that I'd been wrestling with the previous evening became quite obvious to me. So obvious, I couldn't really understand why I hadn't spotted it the night before. But I hadn't. And this is how I began to discover that if I put the work in before going to bed, I often had a little creative thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?